Jaya Ram Hamadhava Kunjam Bihari Jaya Ram Hamadhava Kunjam Bihari Gopi Janabalaba Kiribara Dhari Gopi Janabalaba Kiribara Dhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Chiravana Chari Jamuna Teravana Chari Jaya Rama Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Rama Madhava Kunjambi Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaurave Vanandi. Jayam Vishnuban Vanamaham Zabadivajakacharjam Ashtadarjadushishemadam Ildavang Graishila A.C. Bhakti Vadanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Iskan Founder Vacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Patita Pavana Savior the Fallen Soul Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with ecstatic Krishna Prema tidal wave Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Padmana Mahamsa Bhativajaka Charnja Ashta Tarajada Shishimada Hildavang Graishila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Charnja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Paramsaka Hoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Samakon Radhakon Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Navadip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Tussi Devi Ki Jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Gaura Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadesha Tarine. So today we are blessed with the most auspicious opportunity to study the Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, chapter 29, talks between Narada and King Prachinabarhi, text number 6.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sakaya
Indriya
Gana
Jnanam
Karma
Cha
Yatkritam
Sakya
Tat
Vrittaya
Prana
Pancha
Vritti
Yata
Uruga
Sakaya
Indriya Gana
Jnanam
Karma Chayat
Kritam
Sakyastad
Vrittaya
Prana
Pancha
Vrittir
Yathagurvaga
Yathauraga
Sakaya
Indriya
Gana
Jnanam
karma chayat
kritam
Sakyastad
vrittaya
prana
Pancha
vrittir
yatoraga
Sakaya
indriya
gana
Jnanam
karma chayat
kritam
Sakyastad
vrittaya
prana
Panchavrittir-yatoraga.
Sakaya Indriya Gana Gyanam Karma Chayat Kritam Sakyastan Vrittaya Prana Pancha Vrittir Yataraga.
Ladies,
Sakaya Indriya Gana Jnanam karma chayat kritam sakyastan vrittaya prana pancha vrittir yataraga sakaya indriya gana jnanam karma chayat kritam sakyastan vrittaya prana Panchavrittir-yatoraga Sakaya,
the male friends,
Indriyagana,
the senses,
Jnanam,
knowledge,
Karma,
activity,
Cha,
also,
Yatkritam,
done by the senses,
Sakya,
female friends,
tat,
of the senses,
vrittaya,
engagements,
prana,
life air,
panchavritti,
having five processes,
yata,
like,
uruga,
the serpent.
Translation and purport.
By His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paribhujakacharya Astarasadashi Srimad A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. The five working senses and the five senses that acquire knowledge are all male friends of Puranjani. The living entity is assisted by these senses in acquiring knowledge and engaging in activity. The engagements of the senses are known as girlfriends, and the serpent, which was described as having five heads, is the life air acting within the five circulatory processes. Purport. Krishna Bahirmukha Hana Bhoga Avanchakare Nikatasta Mayatare Japatiyadade from the Prema Vivarta. Because of his desire to enjoy the material world, the living entity is dressed with the material gross and subtle bodies. Thus, he is given a chance to enjoy the senses. The senses are therefore the instruments for enjoying the material world. Consequently, the senses have been described as friends. Sometimes, because of too much sinful activity, the living entity does not get a material gross body, but hovers on the subtle platform. This is called ghostly life. Because of his not possessing a gross body, he creates a great deal of trouble in his subtle body. Thus, the presence of a ghost is horrible for those who are living in the gross body, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:10. Utkramantam stitam vapi bunjanam vagunanditam vimuddha nanupashyanti pashanti gana chakshusa. The foolish cannot understand how a living entity can quit his body, nor can they understand what sort of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature. But one whose eyes are trained in knowledge can see all of this. The living entities are merged into the life of air, which acts in different ways for circulation. There is prana, apana, udana, vyana, and samana. And because the life air functions in this fivefold way, it is compared to the five-hooded serpent. The soul passes through the kundalini chakra like a serpent crawling on the ground. The life air is compared to uruga, the serpent. Panchavritti is the desire to satisfy the senses attracted by five sense objects, namely form, taste, sound, smell, and touch.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Ragana Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakonvitamscha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangunam Yagate Girim Yad Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinatarinam. So at the present moment, we are encaged. These senses are like bars on the cage. The five working senses, the five knowledge-acquiring senses, you see. Right now we're trapped within this cage. And we remain trapped as long as we continue to absorb ourselves in serving these senses, ignoring Rishikesha, the master of the senses, you see. We foolishly serve the senses. That stupid act of serving the material senses will qualify us to take birth after birth after birth after birth here in this material world, you see, unendingly. Unless one can have sufficient intelligence to realize aham brahmasmi, I am not this body, they will continue to be dragged by the modes of material nature from one birth to another birth to another birth in the 8,400,000 species, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes in the middle, going around and around and around in the not-so-merry-go-round of samsara. But if in the midst of all this torturous cycling through the birth and death, if one can somehow come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master, that spiritual master then plants the seed of bhakti within the heart. And if one is fortunate enough to take advantage of the association of devotees in the service of the spiritual master, then one can water that little seed, you see. You keep watering it and watering it and watering it by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By singing and dancing in the kirtan, by observing the arati ceremony, you keep watering, watering, watering. And you make careful that there are no weeds in the garden of your heart. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, and Vaishnava aparad. If you can make sure that your heart is not contaminated by these offenses, and you keep the watering process going, then that little creeper, you see, start growing and growing and growing. It'll actually penetrate through the covering of the universe and go all the way to Krishna Loka, where it'll wrap itself around the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So you can regain your original identity in the pastimes of the Lord. So it's very, very important that we detach ourselves from trying to enjoy these material senses. They may appear to be very enjoyable, but actually they're not really enjoyable, you see. Because by engaging in Indriya Seva, serving these material senses, what you're actually doing is torturing yourself, because you're putting yourself back into bodily consciousness, you see. So we have to be very, very cautious at every minute, you see. From the moment you wake up in the morning, the moment you go to bed at night, you must always see, am I thinking in a Krishna conscious way? Am I speaking in a Krishna conscious way? Am I acting in a Krishna conscious way? And if others point out your faults, take it as a great blessing. You see, instead of becoming angry, what do you mean pointing out my faults? Don't you know I'm an advanced devotee? You see, if someone's pointing out my faults, actually they're my best friend. Sometimes it's said, the flatterer is the worst enemy and the critic is your best friend. You see. So the best thing is to find some devotee who's always finding out your faults and associate with them as much as possible. That's how you make the most advancement, you see. How I can get rid of these damn anarthas. They've been torturing me for millions of lifetimes. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. These things have been torturing me birth after birth after birth. I'm sick and tired of being a slave of these nonsense things. Why do I go on torturing myself like this unnecessarily? I'm putting myself into the most ridiculous, despicable situation of identifying with this blood and flesh, is it? It's stupid. Why, when an eternal spiritual being is full of bliss and knowledge, identify with a gross material body which is full of ignorance and misery? Isn't it stupid? It's just completely stupid. We say asinine. I like that word, asinine. Asinine means very stupid, because Prabhupada always uses the ass as the symbol of stupidity. So that's really a good word, asinine. Don't be asinine. Don't be an asinine ass. You see. Become an enlightened soul, you see. Hear from the sadhus, you see. Serve the sadhus. It's very important, you see. I remember when I first joined, new bhakta. And the temple president came down from Dallas to visit us there in our little Austin center, and he said, it's Maya to love devotees, you should only love Krishna. And I was going, what? How can he say you can't love devotees, you can only love Krishna? It just didn't make sense. But I couldn't say anything. Just, you know, he was a Brahmin, I was just a new devotee. I couldn't say anything. But then a nice book came out called Upadeshamrita. And Prabhupada talked about the loving exchanges. Rupa Goswami talks about the loving exchanges between the devotees. I knew I was right. You're supposed to love the devotees. And then I found a verse in the Adi Purana which makes it even more clear. Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta shtate janaha, mad bhakta nam cha ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee, but the devotee of my devotee is my devotee. So you have to find devotees that you can devote yourself to, you see. That's why Prabhupada has created ISKCON. The place where you can go and become devoted to devotees. Because that's when Krishna sees, oh, he is very devoted to my devotees. So I will give him my mercy. Don't try to directly go to Krishna. Go through the spiritual master, go through the Vaishnavas, and that's when Krishna will notice, oh, yes, this one is really my devotee because he is the devotee of my devotee. This process is actually a very easy process if we take it as it is. The difficulty is we want to mix sense gratification with religion. That's the problem. We want to mix some sense gratification in. And then we have difficulty, you see. If we are mixing sense gratification with devotional service, I will have difficulty, you see. Therefore, kick it out with boot. Kick out all sense gratification. Doesn't matter if you're a brahmachari, a grihastha, a vanaprastha, a sannyasi. Kick it out with boot. Sense gratification, get out. You're not welcome here, you see. There's a big sign on your heart. No sense gratification allowed here, you see. Just kick it out. You see. Embrace pure devotional service. You say, but that's for advanced devotees. I'm just neophyte. Oh, wait a minute. You will always remain a neophyte until you resolve to become Krishna's pure devotee. You will remain neophyte. You've been doing this for 10,000 years. Until you resolve to become a pure devotee and kick out sense gratification, you can remain a neophyte, birth after birth after birth. But if you, at this very minute, you see, whatever stage you're at, 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, whatever stage you're at, if you say, okay, sense gratification, get out, now I have one business at every minute, with every thought, word, and deed, in all times, places, and circumstances, and that is pure devotional service. If you just embrace that mood, if you just train your mind to think that way and say, okay, mind, I know you're interested in looking at the girls or looking at the boys or in this or that, my dear mind, but my dear mind, that's nothing but misery for us. So now, my dear mind, bhajahu re mana shri nandanandana abhaya chadanada vindare. My dear mind, from now on, we are simply interested in devotional service. Do you understand, my dear mind? You've kept me in the cycle of birth and death, going through the 8,400,000 species again and again and again, looping the loop in a hellish quagmire. You've tortured me long enough, my dear mind. Now it's time, but I'm going to tell you what to do, tell you what to think. From now on, you must always be engaged, my dear mind, in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj. And if you try to act up, I'm going to follow Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I'm going to beat you with a stick and beat you with shoes. If you try to act up, you stupid rascal, you see. You got to get tough with your mind, you see. You can be gentle with your mind and also tough with it. You're gentle with it, but if it gets, it too becomes, if your mind gets too rambunctious or too much rascalish, get heavy with it. Okay, knock it off. Knock it off. You're not going to look at that girl over there. Now you're going to look at the deity. You see, you're not going to meditate on sense gratification. You're going to meditate on Krishna. That all I need is Krishna. Krishna is my elder well-wisher. He's an amazing personality. Unlimitedly amazing personality, you see. Venu kanantam aravindadalaya taksam barhavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpakoti kamaniya visheshashobam govindamadipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is adept at playing on his flute with blooming eyes like lotus petals, head decked with peacock's feather, with the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness is charming millions of cupids. They were so much charmed by Krishna. It's really amazing. I was just reading this morning that pastime when Akura wanted to take Krishna to Mathura. The gopis were absolutely plunged into the deepest, darkest despair. Oh, no! Krishna is leaving Vrindavan. No, 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 no. They were, after so much ecstatic association, now they fear they will never see their Krishna again. Now he is leaving forever. They were plunged in the greatest lamentation and despair that Krishna is now going to Mathura. See the intensity of feelings, you see. Just try to understand the intensity of emotions which are there in the hearts of pure devotees. Prabhupada sometimes calls this emotional love of God. You see, we have to develop that emotional nature to feel something for seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, to feel something by hearing the kirtan, to feel something, you see. Have some awakening of emotion within the heart. It's very important we develop them. When chanting our japa in all activities, it's an act of love. It's an act of love with the Supreme Person who can reciprocate unlimitedly our love with us. So try to do everything bhaktya, with devotion. Krishna doesn't just say, offer me a leaf, flower, fruit, or water, and I'll accept it. No, he doesn't say that. He says, offer me a leaf, a flower, or fruit, or water with love and devotion, and then I'll accept him. He doesn't need your paltry offering. He's getting the prasadam cooked by Radharani. What can you, how you can compete, you see. So what he really wants is the love, you see. Whatever you can do, you do it the best you can, and try to do it with love. And that's the key. Always try to do everything with love for Krishna, with love for the spiritual master, with love for Srila Prabhupada, with love for the devotees, and love for the fallen conditioned souls. To feel sorry for these poor rascals who are caught up in Bollywood and Hollywood and this wood and that wood. Feel sorry for them. How can we awaken these poor souls? How can we make a spiritual revolution that will impact every town, every village, every home, every heart on this planet, you see? Always be thinking and praying in this way, you see? So in this way, by cultivating that loving feeling in the heart and love for all the conditioned souls who need to be now reconnected with Krishna, then our lives will become absolutely glorious. I remember Vishnujan Swami used to always tell us this nice thing that Prabhupada had said. Prabhupada said, you're always saying all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Why don't you become glorious? See, we are meant to become glorious, you see. That means lovers of God, pure devotees. So now we have to become glorious. Prabhupada ordered us, you become glorious also, you see. We always say all glories to the assembled devotees, right? So now we have to earn it. We have to earn that, you see, by coming glorious, you see. From now on, no sense gratification. No more nonsense. No more rascaldom. From now on, pure bhakti within my heart and make that revolution throughout the whole world, you see. That is called becoming glorious. So we have some questions now. Let's see, we got a few minutes left. I don't want to rush the questions like last night. Give them 20 minutes for the questions, and so we can take our time. Let's see what's happening on the internet. I don't have the internet questions here, but I have the local questions. Can a devotee achieve perfection just by hearing Krishna Katha but without having practical service? You're hearing how important it is to do service. So you need to do service also. I mean, technically speaking, hearing, if one can perfect hearing, that the moment one can become perfect just by hearing. But if you've actually perfected your hearing, then you'll be very eager for service. Not that someone says, Prabhu, there's an emergency in the Bajari room. We need somebody to offer the arti. Well, I'm right now hearing a lecture, Prabhu. I'm sorry, I can't offer the arti. You see, they're not really hearing. Should brahmacharis participate in voting for the government elections? If this kind of devotee is running for office, definitely. We had that in Gainesville, actually. When I was in Gainesville many years ago, our temple president was he ran for city council, and believe me, we all went and voted for him. He didn't win, but Bobby, he had some great debates with the other candidates. It was fantastic. Actually, at one point in ISKCON, we had the In God We Trust party. Balavanta was running for president. But we had to stop it because it's illegal for a religious organization to do politics. They can't legally do that. If the temple president orders you, I don't know about India, but in America, if the temple president orders all the brahmacharis to go vote, that could be a problem. But he could But they can understand they need to go vote just by hearing the philosophy, and then it's okay. Why do so many brahmacharis are leaving the ashram and getting married? What should one do to remain brahmachari the whole life? Prabhupada makes it very clear it's better to stay brahmachari. The biggest problem that I see is the householders don't remain brahmachari. You see, there's grihastha brahmachari and there's grihamedi, is it? If a brahmachari can get married and actually remain a very strict brahmachari, that means no sex life unless they want to have children. And then only once in a month after the 4 to 5 to 6 days after the menstrual cycle and after 50 rounds of japa, very, very regulated, you see. No sex life, you see. Just like in my household life, no sex life. Brahmachari, brahmacharini for 35 years, you see. That's also remaining brahmachari, you see. But the fact is, if you can remain a brahmachari, that's the best thing. Stay in the saffron in the brahmachari ashram, that's the ideal thing. But if one is, for some reason, in my case, my GBC suggested, I wasn't running after it, but I considered the mentality of the person. He was suggesting that I could marry, and I realized this person would be a great preaching partner. As a team, we can do incredible stuff to push forward Krishna consciousness. So I accepted it, not on sense gratification, but as the GBC's suggestion. I didn't go after it. It came to me. I have taken many times resolutions to say no to pushings of the senses. Very good. However, when a provoking situation comes, I lose all intelligence and discrimination. I succumb to temptations. How to overcome this difficulty? You have to increase the power of your nose. Not this nose on your face, but the nose, N-O, your nose. When you say no, you got to be more than no. No, no, become more powerful when you say no. You see? Not like, no. You said that Krishna rewarded you unlimitedly. What reward is that? Krishna is rewarding me unlimitedly by your association, actually. I'm being rewarded unlimitedly by your association right now. That's a fact. My spouse gives too much priority to occupational duties and completes most of her rounds during the night. Yik. How do I explain her to give priority to chanting? There's no hard and fast rule, but what I advise many people have a hard time getting their rounds done. I've given this advice again and again and again. It really works. You don't take prasadam until your rounds are done. That's all. Finished. In that your belly before she get your rounds done early. It's not a rule, but it's an advice. I would advise you for your own happiness. If you will not take prasadam to your rounds are done, you'll find a wonderful new level of Krishna consciousness you never relished before. I want to express gratefulness to you. By your blessing, whenever thought about sex desire comes, I immediately spit at it in great relief. Yeah, it's a fact. This is Jamunacharya Albandra. He told us, you get lusty, spit. Not literally, but in your mind you spit. You see? Not that you have to carry a spittoon around with you wherever you go. But in your mind you spit, you see. Yadavari mamma cheta krishna padaravinde nava nava rasadamam yantarantu masip tadavari bhattanari sangame smaryamane babadi muku nushtivanam cha. This Jamunacharya, he used to be a king in Indian kings. What did they have? Harem. Were they brahmacharis with a harem? Nope. They had full facility, you see. Just like we hippies also had. Every hippie girl was ready to go with every hippie boy. It was like having a harem being a hippie. Something similar. But he said, now that I become a devotee, whenever due to my past activities, I remember those leelas, spit of the thought, you see. So we former hippies, we've done a lot of spitting also. But it really works. You can just get rid of it. You can get it out of your system just by being. It works. It really works. Although kirtan, japa, bhagavatam, shravan, Srimad book reading, we are on transcendental platform, kirtan and japa has some same holy names. I often feel sleepy in japa, not other acts. Why is that? Well, because in japa, you're just sitting down. So you can get up and chant japa, walk back and forth. Prabhupada walked japa chanting back and forth. You've seen the video? He was walking back. If you need to, get up and walk back and forth. How to develop attitude of manina manadena. Lower than, you have to just always pray to Krishna for that humility. Okay. Even after hearing much experiencing bhakti yoga, sometimes lower modes try to pull lust only. Karma told Arjuna how to develop tolerance and not succumb to some temptations. It's got to be strong with yourself, that's all. Got to be tough with your mind. Some devotees don't like their superiors correcting them. Why? What's the remedy? Because they're puffed up. Who are you to correct me? Well, why don't you learn how to become humble? Follow Lord Chaitanya's instructions. If you do so, you'll make tremendous progress and you'll become so happy. And then when someone chastises you, take it as a great blessing. Ah, I'm blessed again. You see? Really, it's a fact. Once you take chastisements as great blessings, you see, Krishna has blessed me through this devotee's chastisement. If we are satisfied serving devotees all over, is it required to go to several holy places, temples, to see the deities there? Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says, don't try to see the Lord, serve Him in such a way that He wants to see you. Yeah, if you can, you don't require to go anywhere to develop pure love of God. If feelings are love awakened sometimes, not always, so how to cultivate loving feelings and practice a devotional service? Just desire to develop that feeling, you see. My Krishna, please bless me and develop loving feelings. Ask Him, He'll help you. He wants you to do it. So, Lord, please let me chant my japa in the mood of begging you for the awakening of love of God within my heart. You just say that prayer before you start your rounds, and those rounds will be the best rounds you ever chanted. Just try it. What should a devotee do if somebody is trying to do black magic and drag him down? Actually, black magic will bounce back. If one is sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness, that black magic will bounce back on him. He's going to get the black magic bounce back to him. So just be really Krishna conscious and watch the black magic bounce back on him. Some devotees say the first verse of Nectar's Ocean speaks about sense control and the fourth verse speaks about loving exchange, but did devotees here first be service control completely, then have friends? And that's a little bit confusing. We only have 8 minutes, so I'll postpone that one. It wasn't clear. In this verse, why the life air is compared to the five-headed serpent? Interesting. I don't know right now. So I'll take another one. From yesterday's class, Krishna says, worship me. What does worship mean? Is it deity worship? Deity worship is part of it. Bajahure mana srinanda nandana abhaya charanara vindude. Shavana kirtana smanana bandana. All the nine activities. We worship Krishna through all of them, actually. Worship is one of specific items, but all of them are actually worshiping Krishna. Hearing about Krishna is worshiping with your ears. Chanting Hare Krishna is worshiping with your tongue, etc. How to respectfully deal with some managers who are like your leader in the temple who told something wrong? Well, just see their sincerity. Maybe they sometimes in their made a mistake. Maybe they're not a Paramahamsa, Parivajakacharya, an Uttama Adhikari descended from the spiritual world, but see their sincerity. You know, it's loving relationships. You're trying sincerely, they're trying sincerely.
In the association of devotees, it's easy to control the mind, but many times away from the association, like working in a company, suddenly some nonsense thought comes. In such situation, how to control the mind. For the householders who are out there working jobs, it is quite a challenge, you see, beyond that, in that atmosphere. But one thing is, if you can wear tilak, that can help. You wear tilak to work, it can really help. I know at one point, I didn't do it very long. I worked a few jobs. Krishna's blessed me. Even after I got married, I didn't have to hardly work at all. But I did one time work a part-time job for a little bit. And I was doing telesales, and to get hired, I put on a tie, and I washed out my tilak, and I got hired. But I was thinking, what is this nonsense? No tilak, you know. So one day, I'm just going to wear tilak to work, you know. I don't care what they think, I'm going to wear tilak to work. Tilak are us, right? I'm wearing tilak today. And that day, wow, I was doing telesales, and I was getting ones, boom, 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 boom. I was selling like unbelievable. My manager gets a commission on my sales, and he was going, wow. He was sitting there watching me do one sale, another sale, another sale. At the end of the day, he said, Mr. Bridge, that's my karmic name, Bridge, like Bridge Bossy, you know? He said, Mr. Bridge, I don't know what that is on your forehead, but from now on you must wear it every day. So I found a way to be Krishna conscious at work by wearing tilak. So another thing is, you put a Bhagavad Gita on your desk. My godbrother made a devotee. He was working for Burroughs Corporation in Detroit, one of these coat and tie jobs, you know. He put a Gita on his desk and made a devotee. Ramiya Das became a devotee just by seeing the Bhagavad Gita on that desk. So do everything you can to preach. Take prasadam for the break room. And do everything you can to make a spiritual revolution. We are out to take over the whole world, so even your corporation should become the property of Krishna in due course. Have that revolutionary mood and you'll be ecstatic in every situation. If we associate with other devotees who criticize us, they make us hear the faults of other devotees also. Well, it depends. If somebody is actually properly guiding and correcting devotees, there's no harm. Somebody is a fault fighter of envy, that's not good. You should correct them. So you have to be pure enough and sincere enough to know the difference. And if you don't know, just play it safe and ask someone who does know. But as you become mature, it'll be very clear to you. Tesham satata yukta nang bhajatam putti purvakam tadami buddha yogam tam yenamam upiyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding how they can come to me. So if you're sincere in your practice, Krishna revealed to you who is just talking out of envy and who's actually a well-wishing friend, is helping others. You'll be able to clearly see the difference and act accordingly. Is Krishna personally taking care of me? Absolutely. He's giving you everything. Your heart is beating by his mercy. You're breathing air by his mercy. How to feel it every moment is by remembering these things. How to feel the spiritual master and communicate with him. Always take his orders, your life and soul. If you embrace your spiritual master's order and pleasing him as your very life and soul, your spiritual master will be packed up tightly with you at every minute, 24/7. What are the different things we can try to understand the intensity of the emotions of pure devotees, as you quoted the gopis? By developing your own feelings of love for Krishna and the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. How to continue to be devoted to some devotee always, because it appears that as we spend 5, 10, 15 years, it becomes difficult to remain devoted to the same person as we have some ideas to serve. Now, wait a minute. You should be, if you're actually properly practicing this process, at 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you become easier. If you find it's becoming more difficult as time goes by, you're doing something wrong. It should be getting easier for you every day. That's Krishna consciousness, you see.
You see? It's much easier. Just like after, I'm doing this here now for 50 years, practically speaking now. It's much easier than it used to be. It's much easier, you see? So if you're actually doing it properly, it's going to get easier. If it's getting more difficult, approaching an older devotee or a senior Vaishnava, your spiritual master, to find out what you're doing wrong. It should be getting easier. It is said the devil lies in the details, how to maintain steadiness and equipoiseness when life throws at you unfavorable situations. Oh, wait a minute. Life, it may appear that some situation is unfavorable, but for those who are actually Krishna conscious, they see the loving hand of Krishna blessing them at every minute in every situation. That vision you have to have, you see. Prabhupada told us on his deathbed in Vrindavan, you've probably seen the video. He's laying there with a microphone, you've seen that video? Everything is acting and moving under the direction of Krishna. This consciousness is Krishna consciousness. That vision you have to have. And then you'll be bliss and heavy 24/7. If someone cheats us and we lose a few lakhs of rupees, should as grahasas we need to put our time and effort in getting the money back? If you can do it, because that money should be used for Krishna, not for Maya. You can get it, do it. Get it back. Now we got maybe 1 minute.
Sunday morning also.
Oh, okay. So we'll just go to keep going until Sunday morning then. No. We'll go ahead and stop here, and everyone can come on Sunday morning. We'll have a big Maha class, right? Huh? Oh, it's a longer class. So everybody make sure to come on Sunday. There'll be a longer class. And if you want more, if you have more questions, just go to joincourse.com. There's some cards here too, I think somewhere. My internet course is there, joincourse.com. You can get signed up. You'll get something every day. And you can ask me questions also, and you get to see the questions and answers I'm answering too. So we thank you so much for tuning in. Take this process very, very seriously. If you do so, your life will become unlimitedly sublime at this very minute. It'll become more and more sublime and more sublime as we move forward through eternity. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
So let us thank Prabhuji and express our gratitude for enlightening us. And not only his words, but his life is a life of great example and inspiration. So, and also answering so many questions, we request you to use the chits we are giving, because some chits are so small and tiny that very difficult to even read them. So, today 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. we have a class in the Bhaktivedanta Hall downstairs. And then tomorrow 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock we have a class in the morning at Sri Sri Radha Kunjibihari Temple by Prabhuji. And then tomorrow evening there is a mega youth program, Evolve. And then Sunday morning we have another Srimad Bhagavatam class here, Sunday Feast class. So we request all of you to join for all these programs and take advantage of Prabhuji's association. Let us thank him by loudly chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra once. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So there is prasadam for all the devotees in the prasadam hall. Please take prasadam before you proceed. Hare Krishna.